Now, more than 12 million euro was transferred illegally through so-called money mule accounts in the first 6 months of the year. Compared to the same period last year, the quantity of bank accounts linked to the criminal practice here almost doubled between January and June to 3,000. That's the latest data from the Banking Payments Federation of Ireland Fraud Smart campaign. Around 4,000 euro was the average sum of money moved through the accounts. The bulk of the accounts being used belongs to young adults aged between 18 and 24. However, some were as young as 15. Now, a money mule is a person who transfers illegally obtained money between different payment accounts on behalf of others. Gardaí and FraudSmart said all customers and consumers should be alert to the dangers of being recruited as a money mule. Those found guilty of the practice face the prospect of prison and a criminal record. They will also have their bank account closed and will have difficulty obtaining access to basic financial services. Well, with this in mind and the fact that this has happened and is happening quite a lot in this county, a large number of young people are currently before the courts for this very offence. And I know also that some of the people who have been targeting money mules, known as herders, the people who organise this on behalf of criminal gangs, have also been targeted and are awaiting court appearances in this county. I caught up and I spoke to the Gardaí's expert in this area, Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan of the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau, and I spoke to him as part of their Safe at College campaign. They're targeting this at third level students who may be short of money, hit with the cost of living crisis, of course, thinking this is an easy way to make money. The message is, don't get involved. I spoke to him about those cases.
It's certainly not getting any better, and it's certainly not slowing down, despite all the warnings and all the appeals we've done, and I've done them on your show before. This started to increase dramatically during COVID in 2020 and continues, yes.
Banking Federation Payments of Ireland have come up with their own figures showing that increase, and a severe increase in the last 12 months as well. You're running a Safe at College campaign in partnership with the Banking Payments Federation, and you're trying to particularly focus on third level students. Are they a vulnerable group, or a group who would be vulnerable to this sort of activity, the temptation, I suppose?
Yes, well, originally it was almost all third level college students, and it was through personal meet to meet and meeting at parties, and then it went online, and we're seeing them getting younger and younger. But yes, a large percentage are third level students. Unfortunately, a percentage of them are very high performing as well, third level students, who a conviction for money laundering is totally destroying their future.
That is the thing here. This is as serious as it gets when it comes to law and order and the convictions that people will get if they engage and are caught.
Yes, it's a conviction under the Terrorism Financing and Money Laundering Act of 2010. So even the name of the act itself has connotations, because it has the terminology terrorism financing. And that is where a lot of the money does actually end up. So the profits made by these criminal organisations is used to fund terrorism, is used to fund people smuggling and trafficking of human beings, and even wars. So, and of course their lifestyles as well in foreign jurisdictions and here as well. So this is what you're doing when you become a money mule. This is who you're helping. This is who you're enhancing. It's not harmless. It's not victimless. This money belongs to people whose bank accounts are being cleared out through these online scams.
Yeah.
But we're also seeing victims in other countries, and their money is being transferred into bank accounts where the holder of the bank account has an Irish address as well. And the added ramification to that is you could end up being extradited to that country and face charges in that country.
If it goes internationally, you're in trouble,
yep,
in that country and could have to, could be forced to leave,
absolutely,
and forced to face,
yes,
the music,
absolutely,
there.
Absolutely. If the money, if there's a victim, shall we say, in Germany or Lithuania or Italy or England, you could end up being extradited back to that country to face money laundering charges.
Mm.
And as serious as it is to be prosecuted in Ireland, it has the added seriousness of being extradited and perhaps serving a prison sentence in a foreign jurisdiction.
Yeah, and in terms of this as well, I know an element of this relates to the efforts of An Garda Síochána to try and target, we're talking about money mules, that's the young people who allow their accounts to be used for money to be transferred to, but then the people who organise this on the ground, maybe members of gangs or others, they're called herders. They're the ones who create these connections on the ground. Is that right?
Yes, this is being run by international criminal organisations. And in Ireland alone here, we have identified almost five tiers to this criminal organisation with, shall we say, the money mule at the bottom. So the next level up is what is known as the herders. And we are targeting and identifying these herders through the money mules. So we start with the money mule because, unfortunately, they're the first person to be identified. So our next step is through the money mule, we identify the herders and the people higher up in the organisation. And there are a large number of money mules prosecuted and before the courts all over Ireland. It's not just a Dublin, it's not just an urban, it's all over the country this is a problem.
It relates to anyone who has a bank account, because that's the modus operandi. If you have a bank account and you give access, then they will use that to do this process. On that level, and you talk about the settings in your warnings for college students about how this might happen, might be in a social setting, someone approaching you, but also a lot of it is online. You'll be approached through your social media channels. Is that right, Michael?
Yes, the criminals create these ads which goes around online on the different social media channels. It's targeted as, you know, easy money. It's a job almost. You know, you're involved in international money transfers. We just need your bank account. Unfortunately, there are people who believe it is a job. They're very naive and they believe it is a job. But vast majority of them, they're seriously reckless. Once you hand over your bank account details to these people, you are very reckless. And the legislation talks about recklessness as well. So yes, it's also the new that people who are recruited at parties to maybe smoking cannabis or indulging in alcohol and their inhibitions are lowered. There are also people who are paying off drug debts as well. And then there are people who are being recruited by what they believe are friends who are recruiting them. Oh, it's easy money. Look, I made 100 quid. I made 200 quid. It's so easy. You can do it too. And all there's all different ways of recruiting the money mule.
Yeah, and ignorance is no defence if you are caught, Michael.
No, you're responsible for what goes through your bank account. And if you are deemed to be reckless in handing over your bank account to somebody you do not know, because in most of these cases you do not know the person. You may have their Snapchat handle. You know, you may think they're a friend, but you probably don't know their surname. You may know their first name. You don't know where they live. You know nothing about them. So there is a reckless element there to it.
Yeah, there certainly is. Michael, in Kerry we've had a particular issue, like other areas, a particular problem with this. Lots of young people in one particular area were caught up, have been caught up, and some have already, and others will be processed through the courts.
Well, yes, and I don't want to talk about individual areas.
Sure.
Because it's not just the Kerry or a Dublin problem, it's every county in Ireland. I can absolutely 100% say there are at least one more in every county in Ireland. Some of them live in very rural areas. Some of them live in high-density urban areas. Some are in third-level colleges. Some are not. Some are high-performing sports people we've seen involved as well, with brilliant futures ahead of them, and suddenly now they have a conviction for money laundering.
Is that the shocking thing for Gardaí in trying to combat this rise, that a lot of these people have never been in trouble or likely to ever be in trouble with the law before or after this situation?
Yes, there are quite a lot of them have never been to Gardaí attention before for anything. And that is concerning, absolutely. It's concerning. Any young person gets involved in this. But where you can see people never in trouble before, reached 2021, have done very well, have gone through their education or in third level colleges, and suddenly they're ended up being prosecuted and brought before the courts for money laundering. And it is a serious offence. That's what happened. You will be prosecuted. And
yeah,
you will be prosecuted because it's your bank account. It's your passport that was used to open it. It's probably your face on the ATM, possibly even taking out the money as well, because more and more the money mule is actually taking the cash out and handing it over as well to the herder.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Now, I know there's campus watch schemes across the country, the Stay Safe at, or the Safe at College programme is a crime prevention and community safety programme, similar to, I suppose, a neighbourhood watch scheme. So you're looking for people to watch out for each other as well, but get that key message that, look, this can happen, it very easy happened, just to be watchful and not to engage in any way when approached.
Absolutely. As we know, there is no easy money. And if somebody's offering you, you know, money for nothing, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. It's as simple as that.
Okay, Michael, well, thanks very much for talking to us in the programme this morning about this, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Michael Cryan there, who is Detective Superintendent with the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau, talking about the issue of money mules. Huge increase in the activity in it. Over 50 such cases have been uncovered here in Kerry, and millions of euro has been transferred through accounts in the county with major implications for those who are caught.